cash, cash.
$10,000 for check. But it's always going to be one of them, I see them in the rest of the cash.
And he needs that, like, petty cash?
Usually for,
For buys.
All right, we'll get started here. Let me make a quick correction here in my agenda here. I made the notice that this was a special meeting of the Commissioner's Court. Let me make a correction here for the record. This is simply a continuation of our regular monthly meeting of the Commissioner's Court of Titus County, Texas. We will begin with item number one, consider adoption of an order authorizing the issuance of Titus County, Texas Unlimited Tax and Pass-Through Toll Revenue Bonds, Series 2012A, authorizing execution of a bond purchase agreement, approving an official statement, making provisions for the security thereof, and ordering other matters related thereto. Gentlemen, would either of you want to address the court? Is there anything that needs to be said related to each of these two items, beginning with item number one?
Yes, Your Honor. If the court wouldn't mind, I'd like to go over the results of our bond rating session with S&P and the results of selling our bonds, if that's agreeable, Judge.
Please.
I've given each of you a handout that has several exhibits to it, and let me just briefly go over each one. The first one is simply a sources and uses of the entire project, and all of these projections that we're going to be talking about assume that Luminant wins their entire challenge. Okay, so hopefully this is a worst case scenario as far as Titus County's tax base goes. The first two large bond issues we did for the Loop in 2007-2009, the 2007 we sold for 4.598%, the 2009 4.544%, and given those two interest rates, we carried that same estimate of interest cost forward for the entire project. Last Thursday, we locked in the interest rates of the last two bond issues in the amount of about $45.5 million and then $40 million, and the composite true interest cost of those two is 3.9243%. And we'll talk a little bit about each of those individually. But the difference between what we had projected carrying forth that 4.5% scenario and what we wound up with over the life of the bonds, the 20-year life of the bonds, you all will be saving $9,168,437 in interest cost between what we thought we were going to get and what we actually got. The second and third sheet are simply summaries of the debt service, the final debt service of the two bond issues we sold. Let me go over just a couple of items. You will see that the very first one, the par amount, instead of $39,985,000, as I showed on the first sheet, is $36,680,000. The difference is they paid us a $3.5 million bond premium. It's a marketing thing between the coupons that you all are paying and the actual yield that went into that true interest cost I mentioned. So bottom line net cost proceeds to you for this issue is 4.1323%. We're still going to get the full $39,985,000 into the construction fund. It's just your par amount is less, and $3.5 million of it is bond premium, which still counts as bond proceeds. So Series A was 4.1323%, and if you'll flip the page, Series B, the larger of the two, true interest cost is 3.7127%. So together, the weighted average true interest cost of those two is the 3.92% that I mentioned just a few minutes ago. And again, the underwriters are paying us about $1.5 million premium here. So if we put all this together, if you'll turn to the last sheet, and I think a number of you have probably seen variations of this exhibit before, but if you'll look at the assessed value column on the left-hand side, you'll see that we've dropped your tax base from $2.7 billion to $2.2 billion because of the Luminant challenge. And we've left it with no growth whatsoever for the next 20 years. And it shows our existing debt service and our proposed debt service. And we have in this $13.7 million in capitalized interest. So Carl's going to need a little over $1 million of that this fiscal year to help toward debt payments. We've built in the $13.7 million so that we can make your debt payments within the 8.5 cents that we told the voters 6 years ago until your pass-through toll revenues start in what we are estimating will be September, October 2014. Well, okay, what, yeah. Something and change. So once our pass-through tolls start, and I'm counting on, we're basing it on the minimum pass-through tolls. You know, if our traffic count is higher than that, we're going to get more from TxDOT each year. But I'm basing, and I structured the debt payments on us getting no more than the guaranteed minimum of $8.4 million a year for 20 years. If we get more than that, all of these bond issues are callable and eligible for early repayment without any kind of penalty after 10 years. So if our traffic count is such that we can escrow some of this pass-through toll revenue, after 10 years we can start paying off this debt early if it's the court's desire to do that. So with the interest rates that we wound up getting, we are within, at this point, what we told the voters it would cost them for this project. And that concludes my prepared remarks. I should have started with that. I said I wanted to talk a little bit about our bond rating with S&P. We had an A rating in 2007 and 2009. I was somewhat concerned with the Luminant challenge that we would be able to maintain that this year. We had an excellent a conference call with our lead analyst was out of New York, and his backup analyst was out of Dallas. And as Carl said, the main factor that allowed us to keep that A rating in spite of your tax base challenge is the way you all have managed your finances over the years. The fact that you have been able to maintain a strong and healthy fund balance in the general fund, they view as a big plus that you can weather any kind of storms like this. So again, as Carl said, it's to you all's credit that we were able to maintain the A rating. We also qualified for bond insurance, but the underwriters, with your strong A rating, chose not to use it and not pay the premium. So your staff and you as court members, commissioners, and judge, you're to be commended. Any questions?
Is there a percentage of total budget that they look at as far as what needs to be maintained as a fund balance?
They like to see a minimum of 3 months, 25%. And you all have 7 months. So, Judge, that's the story on both bond issues. As you said, you have two action items. The first, as the judge read, was to adopt the bond order for Series A, and the second is to adopt the bond order for Series B. Let me, those of you that have not yet met, Leroy Growunder is our bond attorney with McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton. And assuming you have time, Judge, we'd like you and your county clerk to execute all these documents after we adjourn. But any questions?
Yes, Ed. Is there a possibility at some point that what we have generated from our bonds will be insufficient to pay the interest on this project, or we will have to go into our fund balance to compensate?
No, sir. The way we've got it projected out, worst case, you will not have to do that. And Carl asks me that question every month when I talk to him.
Carl tells me that every month.
Well, to me, it's very important.
I still love you. Despite our differences of opinion.
You know, that is proved up in all of these bond sales. You know, I'm certainly willing to take full credit for the low interest rate, but it's really not that.
You have it.
But you still love him, right? Any questions on the legal document, the bond order that you all will be voting on, and Leroy can answer them if you need to.
Motion necessary.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Fields. This is item number one related to the Series 2012A, Texas Unlimited Tax and Pass-Through Toll Revenue Bonds 2012A. Have a motion and a second. All those in favor of this adoption and execution say aye.
Aye.
Item number two, consider adoption of an order authorizing issuance of Titus County, Texas Pass-Through Toll Revenue and limited tax bond Series 2012B, authorizing execution of a bond purchase agreement, approving an official statement, making provisions for the security thereof, and ordering other matters related thereto. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of this adoption, execution, making provisions, and ordering other matters, say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you very much. Anything else?
We just need the county seal here for the documents, but as far as official action, that doesn't...
We'll move directly into my office. We'll get you a notary and be done. No, Diane does, yes. Yeah, I'll just miss me talking. Well, I guess we can do it all.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So we need to stay inside the document, is that correct?
Well, I've got some documents here, at least for Charlie, and then I don't know about how many of you are going to be required to sign these documents. I imagine all of you.
Ed, will all of us need to be here to sign the documents?
No, sir.